Ben Davis, Kelly Kay show. So yeah, she had the hunch her husband was cheating on her for the last couple months, but not prepared at all for what she was about to find out.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, thank you so much for allowing us to actually talk to you about this, because when we got your message, honestly, like Kelly and I were talking amongst ourselves going, man, we have got to talk to this woman.
Yes.
So thank you. Heavy. Yeah. Thank you for allowing us to reach out to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So why don't you kind of explain everything that's happening and walk us through everything?
Okay. I'm going to be honest, guys. I seriously do not know what to do, and I can't go to friends or family, and you know, you'll figure out why in a second. Mm-hmm. Okay. For the past 2 months, I've noticed my husband's newfound tendency to, you know, work late.
Mm.
He'd come home at 2-3 in the morning, like, not okay on any level, right?
Wow, that is late.
Yeah. So after he denied cheating on me,
mm-hmm.
I kind of went to the extreme of hiring a private investigator.
Oh.
But he actually found out something pretty heavy.
Okay.
So my husband, he does have a mistress.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
He has been seeing her for 4 years, it turns out.
Dang.
Yeah, and I confronted him with that, and he told me that he loves us both, but wants to save our marriage.
Oh, that is tough to hear. Yeah, that is tough to hear.
Yeah, now here's the kicker. He has been visiting his mistress in the hospital because apparently she's dying of pancreatic cancer.
You're kidding me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he says that she doesn't have much time, and he's begging me to let me keep seeing her because apparently she doesn't have any other family or friends. And, you know, as you can imagine, I'm feeling all of the things.
Oh, yeah, all the things.
Yeah, I've got the emotional devastation that comes with finding out your husband's been cheating.
Right.
For 4 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And on top of that, I'm dealing with the fact that the other woman is dying.
Oh, that is...
My goodness.
And he says he values his life with me more and wants our marriage, but I've got a doubt now that he's just saying that because he knows she's going to be gone soon.
Oh, you like are... if she wasn't dying, would he still be picking you?
Yeah, I don't know. And obviously, I don't want him to continue to visit her, even if it, you know, brings her comfort or whatever. But I feel like that makes me an awful person.
Now, you don't know this other woman, right?
No.
Like, this is just someone that is obviously just out of the blue, right? So you don't, like, know her as a coworker or anything like that?
No, but I honestly, I just don't know how to wrap my brain around any of this.
Right.
Oh my goodness, I can only imagine.
Well, first of all, I don't think that you are an awful person for not wanting him to see her. And this may sound callous of me to say, but you don't owe her anything.
That's a ton to process.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not as much as dying, but...
Yes. I know this is a lot to deal with, and this is why we do group therapy. So, you know, hopefully we can point you in a direction that hopefully you can feel good about.
I understand why you didn't want to go to family and friends with this one. My goodness.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Well, I see. Here's the thing. Like, from the outside looking in, of the devastation that you feel of knowing that your husband's been stepping out for 4 years, that alone is a lot to wrap your brain around. But then, like, I understand the horrible situation you're in now because of what's happening on the other side of this. Like, I have sympathy for that, too. So, yes, this is a very complex situation.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hang tight. Our thoughts with you, and hopefully we'll help you out here. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
No problem.
Oh, it's a good question from Shaq. Does the mistress know about her?
I mean, I guess.
That's a really good question.
I assume she did.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, look, 4 years isn't just a, oh, I've been cheating. I mean, that is like legit a, he's living a double life.
That's a double life, 100%. I just got another text. Well, group therapy just went from 25 to 145 in seconds. That's intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, told you this one had layers.
All right, 502-571-9970. If you've got an opinion, would love to hear what your thoughts are as we're trying to, you know, help her figure out kind of how to, what the next step is for her, right?
Some of the early comments are, you know, divorce, he'll cheat again.
Mm. All right.
Yikes.
Yeah, 502-571-9970. Your calls and comments next. Group therapy. She found out after hiring a private investigator that her husband has had a mistress for 4 years, but also that mistress is dying of cancer and her husband is committed to our listener, but wants to continue to see his mistress because she doesn't have much time left or any family. So
yeah, this is such a tough spot to be in. Uh-huh. Now, we don't know. We're a little fuzzy on whether the cancer story is coming from, confirmed by the private investigator, or if it's coming from him giving her a story. So some people are mentioning that.
Rebecca.
Well, a couple things. You're right. There's a whole nother life going on that he's living that's totally inappropriate. However, because of my age, I feel like, you know, nobody wants to die alone. If it's letting visit until she passes away and then have his bags packed, tell him to get out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how you come back from 4 years of him, you know, having a relationship with somebody else.
Never. No.
Rebecca, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Kim.
Does she have it confirmed about the pancreatic cancer? I mean, that was my first thought, is like, did she get that information from her private investigator, or is she taking that from her husband? Because obviously he's a pathological liar.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Several other people are bringing that up. Like, do you think maybe he's just making that up so he can buy more time seeing her?
Well, right. I mean, I would have to investigate that part of it. I'd be like, show me the receipts.
I guess I assume that she got it from her
from the private investigator. Yeah, but
oh, you were thinking private investigator. I was thinking she
got it from the private investigator. But now it's kind of thinking, it's sounding like that he was filling in that story once private investigator said yes, he's cheating.
Interesting. Well, hey, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, see ya. Okay. Hey, Mary Jane.
Okay, so this is going to be wildly unpopular, but she should meet her. Meet her. I've been in this situation, and I was the other woman. I did not know he was married.
Oh.
He literally lived a double life.
Oh
my gosh.
I didn't know he was married until the day I asked him if we, you know, to move in with me. And we had been together for 2 years at that point.
Okay, so Mary, you're saying, look, regardless of what her health condition is, you need to meet her.
Yeah, but she might be a victim in this too.
Oh, that's very true.
And so,
thank you.
And sorry to hear about your situation. You sound like you're in a good spot now, are you?
Oh, yeah. That was years ago. I've been married to my husband for 12 years now, and it's amazing.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. Thanks, Mary Jane.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, yeah, so many people are saying, listen, he's been lying for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, how do you know he isn't lying about her being in the hospital? So, yeah, I think we do need to verify whether, first of all, if that story's true. Second of all, if the mistress knows about her, because very good point, she may not.
Yeah, is your PI still on the payroll? Maybe you send your PI out for another go round.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so.
But regardless, I don't see anybody that's saying yes, stay with him and work on the marriage. Like, regardless, if you say okay, you can go finish out your time with her. Like, the marriage is over because she was cheated on for 4 years, regardless of what's happening right now.
Right. And I still hang by my original thought of, look, it's tragic what is happening to this other woman, but mm-hmm. you do you, and you need to remove yourself from that situation. And
well, a lot of people are also pointing out, Kem says, you know, oh my gosh, bless her heart, but after the mistress passes away, she's going to be watching her husband go through the grieving process.
Oh my gosh.
Like, can you stick around for that?
No, no, and you shouldn't.
Yeah. It's just, oh, this is just a really, really tough. But I think we do need to verify two very big questions that we still kind of have is verify if the cancer story is actually true.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, does the mistress know about her?
I mean, if the cancer story is not true, what is her husband's MO in making that up?
Buying himself more time.
To do what?
Like, now that he's been found out, to have his cake and eat it too. Like, yes, baby, I love you more. I want to work on the marriage, but I got to finish this. Like, it could very well be that situation. He's trying to keep both situations going. He's been having it go on for 4 years.
Yeah.
Living the double life. So I think for our listener, she needs to make plans to go ahead and exit the marriage, regardless of, you know, if we figure out all of this stuff is actually true and the way it's playing out. I don't see her having a future in this marriage with what has already transpired.
All right. Well, sorry you're in this situation. This is...
It is awful, but I feel like you do reach out to the mistress and verify all these things, because she could very well be in a situation where she thinks her husband is her only boyfriend.
I mean, yes, that's true, but I don't say do that. I just cut ties and be like, you know, you do what you want. I'm done.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Okay. Right.
Either way, I think we need to leave the marriage.
Okay.
Which is very, we don't take that lightly. That's not an easy thing to do. But I don't know how you move forward building trust after this kind of betrayal.
No. All right. Well, good luck to you. Keep us posted. If you tried to get through and you couldn't, you can always post up on the Facebook page. We always leave these.
It is up there. Many comments rolling in. The text line's still blowing up. I mean, yeah, this is... This is a crazy situation.
At Ben and Kelly Show.